Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this wonderful word this morning, Father God, that makes your mercies new this day and the rest of our lives as we take hold of this and see this wonderful key that was released, this wonderful truth that was released to lead us into the kingdom of heaven. We acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and our Savior who saved us. And as we stay looking at him and hearing from you, because this is what you honor when we follow Jesus, and the keys of heaven is available to us. And so thank you for that. Thank you that we can partake. And as we wake up to your justice that's new every morning, it's your mercies, your praise. We thank you that the inhabitants of the world will experience righteousness, the goodness of the kingdom that is here. So bless this word to us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 16 from verse 13 to 20. When Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples this question: "What are the people saying about me, the Son of Man? Who do they believe I am?" They answered, "Some are convinced that you are John the Baptizer. Others say you are Elijah reincarnated, or Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But you, who do you say that I am?" Jesus asked. And Simon Peter spoke up and said, "You are the Anointed One, the Son of the Living God." And Jesus replied, "You are favored and privileged, Simon, son of Jonah. For you didn't discover this on your own, but my Father in heaven has supernaturally revealed it to you. I give you the name Peter, a stone, and this rock will be the bedrock foundation on which I will build my church. My legislative assembly and the power of death will not be able to overpower it. I will give you the keys of heaven's kingdom realm to forbid on earth that which is forbidden in heaven, and to release on earth that which is released in heaven." He then gave his disciples strict orders not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, "Who do you say that I am?" And then they say, "Elijah or Jeremiah, one of the prophets, whatever." And Jesus said, "No, who do you say that I am?" When they looked just at Jesus. And then Peter was the bold one. While looking at Jesus, he got revelation. And he spoke and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God." And then Jesus says, "That's right. And you, that never came from yourself. That is revelation from my Father." So here we can see, when you're looking at Jesus, that's where you're supposed to look at. That's where revelation comes. And as you stay looking at Jesus, that's where you partake of the keys of the kingdom that lead you into deeper into the kingdom blessings. And as you keep looking and staying, you grow and you walk on the water like Peter did. But when you take your eyes off, that's where the problem comes. And that's where the gates of hell, the lies, can take hold of you. So truth is the keys that open up the kingdom. The keys that open up the gates of the kingdom. You're born again and you're into the kingdom. But then staying looking at Jesus and listening to him, you grow in this kingdom. And then just as Peter was a splinter of the rock, Jesus is the rock on which we built. And Peter speaks about that. I'll send the scriptures now. And then also Paul got that amazing revelation that we are built on the foundation of the prophets and Jesus Christ, and then the apostles. And he was also one of the apostles, and he realized that still in the land of the living, that he is a part of the kingdom of God. He is a part of the new church that Jesus broke down, the old one with his dying for us, and he is now building a new church, and that's made up of people. And we are all built, and together with the prophets, and Jesus and the apostles, we also stones built into this temple. Now to look to the Lord at all times, listen to him, and then walk with him. And then what were we doing? We're bringing the realities of heaven, the goodness that God has made available to us here on earth. And we are in this. And as we're bringing the goodness, what is happens when the goodness comes, or let's say when the godliness comes, there's no room for ungodliness. The darkness goes. So we're releasing the goodness of God's kingdom, and we're binding the lies, the deception, because we walk in the light as he's in the light, and the blood of Christ cleanses us and keeps us clean from all sin and darkness. So stay with your Lord. Walk with your Lord. That's what you were predestined to have, and now in Jesus it's been restored, so you can now, together with him, partake of the goodness of God and release the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Be blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.